Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined on the road, as always, by my good buddy John. Hey, John, pull up your car.
Indeed, I will. I'm on the way, so good morning.
We'll see how good it is, John.
More technical problems, but we're getting there.
Yeah, the Dell decided it's not going to work today, so I have no choice but to use the Apple, which I'm not 100% ready for the Apple, but we'll see what happens, John.
Trial by fire.
And that's exactly what this is. I'm trying to use the Apple to record, use the Apple to look at news, use, you know. Yeah. I got a Skype recorder in last night. I mean, a DVD player for to put the music in. I'm like getting close, but I'm not all the way there, so...
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, dude. We are. I got a lot of splicing, dicing, and twicing to do today. But you can drive in, you chill, and I'll try to figure this out, Johnny, as we go along.
There you go. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, and sorry I was running a little late this morning. Presley, we weren't sure if he has a little abscess on his gum or what. And he seems fine, he's doing fine and all, but we had to get him his pill this morning. We usually wrap it in cheese, and he finally figured that out today, and me and him had some fighting going on. We think it's just something normal with his gum, because sometimes dogs will develop these little gum, little balls and stuff on their gum, if you follow
yeah,
me. But
yeah.
With laying there, we seen it, so it made me nervous. You should have seen me at the vet trying to hold his mouth open, letting her say, it was beautiful. And it was a new vet. My vet was on vacation, so it was this new vet. And it was fun introducing her to the idiot. You know what I'm saying?
I bet. I bet that was thrilling.
Oh, yeah. He's a piece of work, this one. So as he comes stampeding into the room as we're trying to record, you know, it's just becoming one of those days, John.
Yeah. Well, you'll be all right. You got your Eagles tonight, and they're going to win, so you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I pray to goodness. I hope we don't. Bob's happy because Bob has a new team now. He lives in Tennessee, so he's a Titans fan.
He's on the
fan.
Team in the playoffs. Congratulations, Bob.
Yeah, he's a Titans fan, so he has them. And our poor buddies, Pat, Judith, Tommy, Dennis, Evans, their poor Pat's lost last night, so...
Somehow I'm not feeling a whole lot of sincerity from you when you say
that. Hey, John, I'm trying to be as nice as humanly possible. I know they were all angry. I mean, you ever hear the TV show 8 is enough?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
don't exactly, feel like 6 right? is enough, so they're very sad still, so. You know. watching old
Tom. Yeah, of course,
Tom.
The big debate now will be for the next, 5 months, is that Tom's last game or not? So.
Dude, I was listening to that, and I mean, the whole show, is he going, is he, oh, him and Bill look so cute together there. We're going to miss them on the sidelines. And look at him with his offensive coordinator. Aren't their best buddies? And if he leaves, what's Tommy going to do? That was the whole, they talked about those three. If he's going to take a job and refuse a job, the offensive coordinator again. He's done it like 8 times now. So it was fun, man. It was like watching it was more like watching a sitcom than it was watching a football game yesterday with how they were talking about Tom, Bill, and I can't think of the offensive coordinator to save my life. And I know they said his name 350 times. I think I mentally blocked it out last night. And I know Tommy and Pat and them were screaming at the radio right now.
They were talking about them, and then they were talking about Kraft, too. So they had that whole diagram up there of them all winning the championships. And okay, all right. I felt like I was watching a New England local channel.
Oh, it was. I mean, I was waiting for Tony to run down at halftime and, like, rub his head with a towel and give him a hug. And come on, Tommy, you're going to do it one more time for us, Tommy.
Yeah.
See, this is your fault, too. I was going to stop right after you were telling me how sincere I was being.
I had to poke the tiger, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No, but the other game was real exciting.
They were both exciting. They were great games.
Yeah, they were. They were actually really good games for a change. I mean, a lot of times we get blowouts in the playoffs, so, yeah, they were pretty good games.
Well, I didn't get a chance. This portion of the podcast is being brought to you by The Adventures of Carmen and Brian over on the YouTube channel. Yay, Carmen and Brian. They're big football fans, man. But anyway, Josh McDaniels is Tom Brady's best buddy, and if he leaves, it's going to be very sad. But maybe Tommy will head over wherever Josh goes.
I don't know. I hate it when quarterbacks that have been at the same team forever leave. I mean, I didn't like seeing Joe Montana in the Kansas City Chiefs outfits, and I didn't see
outfits.
Uniforms,
John. They're not outfits. They're uniforms.
Yeah, but anyway, I hate it when longtime quarterbacks leave. So.
No, it was even horrible. How do you think I felt seeing 5 in that Washington uniform?
That's worse, right?
Oh, my God. That was like, it was like the gods were after me for that one, John.
Yeah, I know.
No, it was pretty sad for me to see that, but. Yeah, hopefully Joshy and Tommy and Bill will be okay. Billy, Tommy, and Joshy. And good old Mr. Kraft. Hopefully the 4 of them are okay and they survived this. To be honest with you, I'm more worried about our 5 friends than I am those 4. So
there you go.
All kidding aside,
I'm sure they'll be okay. They're used to winning, but they still made the playoffs, so they're okay. So.
Yeah, Tommy texted back they just weren't good enough, and he was right.
Yeah.
And Pat was very nice. He said, "Fly, Eagles, fly," which, I mean, I got a team of broken wings, John. I don't know how far they're going to fly.
You're missing some feathers is what you're missing.
Oh,
there, Doug, so.
Yeah, we're definitely bald eagles at this point, let me tell you. So, but maybe we'll be regal eagles if you follow me, John. We've been playing well with the backups.
Hey, you did all right. You did all right. So,
we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we got another one in us, and then maybe we get DeSean Jackson back right now. I could see Judith right now. I mean, Carmen right now. Man, she's, like, listening on her walk so intently right now.
Do you think DeSean will get back? I don't know. It's questionable.
Yeah, she'll probably be texting me after this. So what's the odds of DeSean playing next week? So, anyway, all kidding aside, Evans, Tommy, Pat, all you guys, Judith, I feel bad. Dennis, I feel bad for yous, not your team, but I do feel bad for yous because I know how it is. So,
it sucks.
I don't like to be a bad sport either, John. I let them root for, because like I didn't root either way because I had no skin in the game. I didn't even want to put bad juju out there, if you follow me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking Judith and Tommy are probably, especially Tommy is thinking right now, okay, where did I sit? That was the wrong place. Did I not wake Judith up from her nap at the right time? Because he definitely believes in this whole omen thing and good luck and that whole thing. So
superstition.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's very superstitious when it comes to the Patriots. Yeah.
Well, while we're on that too, we want to congratulate the guys in our fantasy league. You know,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a good season, and congratulations to Nathan Trent for taking it home. So.
Yeah, his team was – him and Tommy's team were the best two teams all season pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, they sure were. So looking forward to setting it up for next year, and hopefully next year I'll have a little more time to get involved with things, and maybe we'll tweak the rules a little bit and do playoffs just a little bit different or something like that. So we're going to look at everything in the offseason, but still a lot of fun and looking forward to next season. So if everybody's – I'll be posting that soon to make sure everybody's interested in coming back next year and playing again. So.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you being busy and stuff, we didn't get to talk about it as much as we'd like to. We appreciated Tiki Sean from the Tiki Talk podcast being involved in it. It was a lot of fun having him play along, and Evans and all of our friends. It was nice to have all of them involved in the football.
Yeah, it was even done. I got one of my buddies from high school to play in my league, Kevin Hamilton. So it was nice seeing him, interacting with him. It's interesting, the friends you had in high school, you think you're going to be, you're such great friends then, and then you go years without talking to them when you get into your middle age. But it was nice to reconnect with him a bit. So.
Yeah, I'll do that every once in a while. Like, I ran into a guy, one of the plumbers, that is good friends with his brother. Now, I'm better friends with the guy, the plumber, now than I was the kid. I never hung with him because he was like a year older than us, except for football. And I hung with his younger brother, Tony, all the time, and I ain't seen Tony in 20 years, and I see him every day. I mean, every job, you know what I'm saying? We're closer now than we were. So, but anyway, did you see my cart experience yesterday? I put another picture up. What morons?
You had that it was literally next to the to the rack. Couldn't put it inside, huh?
Yeah, and I was with my wife, and she was. I just when that aggravates me the most is when I can't be there to witnesses to call him a moron. You know, because that's one of the joys I get out of it, John, is really laying into him.
What I want to do, Doug, is have you become a cast member at Walt Disney World for one day, and have you just see some of the things that I see people do, and try to control yourself without calling them a moron. Like last week, okay, so there's a father with a box of popcorn, and he's giving some to his daughter that's like 4 years old. So she cups her hands, right, and he just dumps the entire box of popcorn into her hands. Popcorn goes all over the floor. That doesn't matter. That's fine. No big deal. Some loser cast member will pick that up. No big deal. So, I mean, where do people get their habits from nowadays? It's just no concern about anybody else. So.
Oh, it's the me generation is what it is.
And I'll reiterate this. Cell phones are probably the worst parenting tools I've ever seen in my life. It gives every father and mother an excuse not to pay attention to their children now. Well, I'm making fast passes, or I'm making dinner reservations, or I'm tweeting out what I'm doing. Well, what about your 4-year-old son that's hanging his self off of the chain right there? Does that bother you at all?
No.
Okay.
They don't pay attention, John. And then when something goes wrong, they want to sue and scream and yell and blame everybody else. It's very sad. It's just like I forget what TV show it was. It showed the parents when the kid was a child, just picked him up and set him in front of the television, and they never seen him again until he's like 18.
Yeah, but I thought television was bad. Cell phones are worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, they move them from the cell phone to the car to the iPad, from the iPad to the cell phone. They got them. It's the built-in babysitter.
Yep. Yeah, it sure is. And and then sometimes you actually see the parents that have their phones in their pockets, and they're actually almost playing with their kid as they get down to the boat, and they're going on this adventure to sail the seven seas and go capture some pirates and stuff. That it makes you think, well, everybody should be doing that, you know?
Yes. So. Have a little imagination. That's what the parks are there for.
Yeah, you got a 7-year-old son. Be playing with him about pirates when you're coming down. Don't be on your phone. But
no, it's ridiculous, John. We and you were talking about popcorn. Now, I went to see the new Rise of Skywalker, John.
Did you buy a popcorn at the movie theater?
Yes, I did.
Woo! Did you take out a second mortgage on the house
to be able to
do that?
Well, I use my American Express, so I get points, John.
There you go. You probably got a free flight out of it.
No, I'm getting close, though. But anyway, yeah, we went to I went there myself, and I didn't want to put Brenda through it. My beautiful bride said she would go, but she knows nothing about it. And I know what she'd have been doing, because she wants to know. She'd have been asking about it the whole time. And you know how hard it is to explain 9 episodes of Star Wars to somebody during Star Wars?
Yeah, that's not like that's the bad guy and that's the good guy.
No. So. You know, that's the teddy bear. They're the little Tweety birds. You know.
It'd be like trying to explain the last season of Game of Thrones to somebody that's never seen a season. So.
Yeah, 100%, and that's exactly. But she was going to go with me. I didn't want to put her through because she would have enjoyed some of the scenes because there were some really good fight scenes and stuff like that into it.
And but she would have been bored a lot of it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But I sat next to a family of 8, John. They were a nice family, but the guy sitting next to me. Have you ever done this, John? And I don't know. He had a buttered popcorn, not unsalted, just a regular buttered popcorn. It was full of butter. The dude, and he's in his 40s, and his wife sitting next to him, which she was, you know, probably in her late 30s, looked like she took care of herself the whole 9 yards, and I'm watching him, he's ripping packs of, and I could just imagine Brenda sitting next to me and me doing this with my popcorn, because the reason I said, because it seems like she's health conscious, the lady, you know, and they seem like they're in decent shape. John, he's ripping apart salt packs. And pouring it on top. He put 6 salt packs on top of the popcorn.
Obviously, he does not have high blood pressure at this time. Or maybe he does, and he doesn't know it yet. But
John, could you put 6 salt packs on top of buttered popcorn at the movie theater?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Okay. I know. I put a little butter on there, and I shake some salt on there when I'm at the counter. That's good enough for me.
So I'm like real close to tapping him on the shoulder and say, listen, if you go into convulsions or something, I am not helping you. This is your fault if your blood pressure explodes here. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, okay, so his girl, she eats part of the popcorn with him. Like, she's digging in, too. So now I'm feeling like, well, what is wrong with me?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't want 6 extra salt packs on my popcorn. So they eat, well, like, the first
couple. Don't know. Maybe that's the way you're supposed to eat it.
They eat the first couple layers off the popcorn. Cuz pulls into his pocket for more salt. I'm like, watching this, like, and I'm trying to watch the movie. The good part is they do this during the previews, if you follow me, so
yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
really missing a lot. But I'm like, holy moly, dude. Like, he put probably 12 to 15 packs of salt on top of this popcorn. I was like, befuddled, John. Doug was actually speechless, John. I was actually speechless.
He likes a little popcorn with his salt is what he does, so...
But I have never put a salt pack on popcorn myself, but in a movie theater, because I just get it regular, or if it ain't salted, I'm okay with it as long as it has butter. The butter has enough salt for me.
Yeah. But, no, there's usually a shaker out there where you get the butter, and I put a little bit of salt on it, but that's enough. I'm good to go after that. I don't need 12 packets of salt for sure. So.
Oh, dude, it was pathetic. I was like, what is going on here? Am I in the Twilight Zone? I mean, is this guy trying to punk me? He's just putting nothing on here.
Maybe they're actually triathlon runners, and they're super dehydrated, and they had to replenish their salt intake after their mid-morning run or something. I don't know.
Okay, so, well, that's what we're gonna go with, John. We're gonna hope that is the case. But anyway, I don't know. And then I seen a preview, John, and I know I'm a geek with some movies. You probably are too. But me and my cousin Jimmy watching Top Gun as kids. You know, it was one of my favorite movies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
I like
Top Gun. Tom Cruise and Iceman and Goose and the whole
Maverick.
Other than that volleyball scene.
Oh, dude, the volleyball scene was the best scene in the movie. I flexed. My girl was next to me. She said, you should be playing volleyball with those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go.
But no, those two. Tom Cruise, 5'1", he's spiking.
I know, right?
That was the best part of it. You know, and you didn't love those cold stares from the Iceman, John?
Intense.
Yeah. The worst part of the movie was, ba-dump, ba-dump. Boom, boom. When he's singing to her, Kelly McGillis.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, baby, I get down on my knee. No, I was like, when he got down, she should have punched him after that singing. But anyway, they showed the previews for the new Top Gun, and that looked really good, dude. It looks really good. The way they're filming this, they're filming it like with like 15 cameras around the plane and in the cockpit.
Yeah, it should be really, really, really cool.
And they did the preview. It was like a 15-minute preview, like behind the scenes and stuff. I almost went out after they with the popcorn guy. Now how they do the cartoon, I almost ran back out and bought the pre-tickets for it.
Yeah, there you go. You're set.
Nah, but it was a really I'm really excited about that. And getting back to the movie, now that I'm the number one Star Wars fan on the show.
Oh, yes, yes, we know,
Just call me Doug Solo.
No, God.
You know.
Listen to you.
Anyway, I really...
What was that? Was that supposed
Wookie.
To be Chewbacca?
That was Wookie. Anyway, I really enjoyed the movie. It was really good. I hope you like it. You probably won't because... You're stuck in the 70s and the early 80s with this Star Wars thing.
No, I like it. I've heard really good things about it, so I have a feeling I'll like it. But it's just a matter of me getting the chance, the time and the money to actually go see a movie right now. So as soon as I can.
No, you're going to enjoy it, Johnny. You really will. I told Brenda, I said I was going to tell you to meet me halfway, and I would buy if we go to a theater in, like, North Carolina.
Maryland or something.
Maryland would be more than halfway for you.
Yeah,
south
right.
of the border is the reason they call it that. So we go to, like, South Carolina. North Carolina, South Carolina border. We're just not going to go to Pedro's. Have you ever been in Pedro's?
No. One time when I was doing the drive back from New Jersey to Orlando when I was in the Navy. I stopped there one time because you see them billboards for miles and miles and miles. I'm thinking, well, this has to be halfway decent. I couldn't even get a sandwich in there that looked like, so I don't know that you will hear the word tourist trap. Look that up in the dictionary and there should just be a picture of south of the border next to it.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly what it is.
I stopped there for the very, well, I'm lying. We pulled in one time, but we used to go to Myrtle Beach all the time. We used to get off before. We got off way before, and we would cut cross country instead of going all the way down the south of the border and coming into Myrtle Beach. We knew how to go cross country to save about an hour. But instead of taking the major routes, the first time we went to Myrtle Beach, I remember going to Myrtle Beach, and we're going through all these back towns, and I go to my buddy Walt because we're in my we weren't in my Trans Am, we were in his brand new Camaro, and we're following my buddy John and Ray through this countryside. We counted like 27 churches going through all this backwoods, and we've been to Daytona and Fort Lauderdale before. We're going through all these woods, and I look at Walt and I say, "Listen, if this place is horrible, we're going to leave and go right to Daytona." And all of a sudden, we're driving through all these back roads, and it's like a mirage, like an oasis just opens up and you pull into a town. It's like civilization again and into Myrtle Beach. So we always took this back way. Well, one time we decided to go down the south of border and over, and we pulled in, but we really didn't stay. We left right away. Well, then when me and Brenda went down in 97, we're seeing all the signs. And I said, if Pedro put as much money into the place as he did those freaking signs, he could have had Disney World at South Carolina.
You got that right.
And know what else? I wanted to go into screaming on them to say, listen, you make the trip longer. You want to know why, John?
They have the miles on every billboard. So
oh, yeah.
116 miles, 114 miles, 112 miles, yes.
It's like looking at what time it is when you're waiting for somebody. It takes forever. It was just so annoying.
That's me standing at unload and load and all of my positions that get a bit monotonous at Pirates of the Caribbean. If I keep glancing at my watch, it never moves. So you got to train yourself not to look at your watch every 2 minutes. So.
No, it's pathetic. But anyway, so me and Brenda finally pull in because it was hot as heck. She was in we had all our clothes packed, so I bought her a t-shirt and stuff like that. She wanted a t-shirt, so she went in the bathroom, threw it on right away because she was in a hoodie and a sweatshirt. Because it got, for some reason, from Virginia to North Carolina, we hit south of the border, went up like 15 degrees.
And it jumped across that Mason-Dixon line, and all of a sudden, you're in the south.
Yeah, but it was like all of a sudden, the heater didn't work in the house, and then it kicked on. And
exactly.
Was like, but anyway, we go in there, we got our t-shirt, the whole, we wanted to see it. We walked around. It was so sad, John. It was pathetic. And I was hungry, and Doug went to get a hot dog, because back then, I was still in my 20s. I could get a hot dog. I walk up to the food stand. Do you ever see the Seinfeld episode where they have the hot dog in the movie theater? It was in there for 20 years.
Yes, the shriveled old nasty thing.
And yeah, and Kramer ends up eating it.
Kramer eats it, right?
So. Yeah, because he didn't want to think. What was his Lloyd? Lloyd Braun was the he had mental issues, and he didn't want Lloyd to think he was nuts, so he ate the hot dog. That's the hot dog they gave me, John. I had to throw it right in the trash. I asked him. I said, "Is this the inaugural hot dog from this restaurant?" It was pathetic, but yeah, that place is absolutely horrible. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's so bad, it's almost like you have to stop so you can just have your bad story about stopping there. You know what I mean? So
oh, yeah.
I think, because before I stopped, and that's back in 94, when I stopped, I people also making a drive and said, don't even bother. It's not worth the freaking trouble. And said, no, but you have to stop and look at it for yourself and you're right. It wasn't worth the trouble.
So. It's like when somebody tells you, this tastes horrible, and you got to try a piece. But don't you hate that when they do that to you?
Yep.
Because I don't most of the time. If you tell me it tastes, why am I going to eat it?
Yeah, exactly.
Taste this. Does it taste bad to you?
It's horrible. Does this taste good?
No, I love it when they go, does this taste bad to you? No, I'm not trying that. Does this taste bad to you? What are you, nuts? You're going to eat that?
There's a Geico commercial or one of the insurance companies out there right now that has raccoons and they're raiding a trash can and they're talking. And it's like, here, taste this. This doesn't taste right. So, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's hysterical, John. But anyway, again, we want to wish all of our listeners, hope they had a happy new year. Hope they brought the new year in right.
Yeah, I worked. So there you go. I went to Disney and worked on New Year's Day. So, and it wasn't as bad as New Year's Eve. From what I've heard, New Year's Eve was absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm thankfully I didn't work that day.
And speaking of ridiculous, and I'll get in. We're gonna get the news real shortly. But did you see? And this is where and I get on it. There's a lot of people on Twitter. You know, there's a lot of Twitter people out there now that say that we're haters. If you criticize Disney, it's really getting. It's one way or the other. It's kind of like Democrats and Republicans. Is you got one side that says Disney can do no wrong. You got the other side that they think says Disney does everything wrong. If you follow me, but anyway. Did you see what happened the other day? I think it was Thursday, not New Year. It was not New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, but it was one of the days recently that the monorail was down. Did you see the ferry boat line, John?
No, I didn't see the ferry boat line, but you did hear what happened on the ferry boat earlier in the week, right?
No, what happened on the ferry boat?
I'm wondering if that had something to do with it. Well, the woman jumped off and tried to kill herself.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't hear about that at all.
Yeah, that was like Monday or Tuesday, and then the ferry boat, because of that, was running short shifts and all kinds of a mess like that. So that probably had something to do with it. With if the line was astronomically long, that's probably partially why.
Well, the story I read, John, was that this day was the monorails were down.
Yeah.
So the ferry boats were backed up from that.
The only transportation, yeah.
And the point is, it's time is money. They should get more buses over there. They should get more boats over there. I mean, these people were literally, I mean, John, the line was, and it wasn't a bad day. The line was ridiculous. And it's like, I want to hear if anybody says anything about what they did for those guests. Because that's what I'm talking about with the overbooking, John. I mean, it was horrible. I would have cried. I would have literally started walking through under the tunnel and back to my car. Or I'd have got an Uber to the parking lot.
Yeah, that just shows that you can't get that pathway to Grand Floridian done quick enough. Because if that would have been up and running, then people could have just walked all the way. I mean, granted, it's going to be a mile or something walk, but that's better than waiting an hour and a half for a ferry boat. So I'd rather do the walk any day.
100%. It's like, I hope Disney reaches out and does something, because we always talk about time is money. And this is where I get into bringing your car, stuff like that, because when this stuff happens, this is the stuff that's happening now that I don't ever remember it happening before. I don't remember them just saying, oh, well, it broke. You understand what I'm saying, John? Because a lot of the tweets I was getting was people were waiting an hour to an hour and a half to get a boat back to their car or back to the resort.
I would have taken a bus somewhere else and then taken an Uber or
You know that, John. The first time you're there, you're afraid to go anywhere. The place is so damn big.
Yeah.
But God rest her. I mean, God help that lady. Was she okay, John?
Yeah, they plucked her out, and she was fine. But yeah, she attempted. I don't get why you would go to the happiest place on earth to try to do that. But you know, I obviously have mental issues if you're yeah. trying to resolve your problems that way anyway. So.
There's no thinking of that one, John.
Yeah,
we have no answers here. We, you know, we can't even figure our own damn selves out.
Yeah, exactly.
But and then as I was talking about the crying and complaining, and this has been a debate too online. I'm on both sides of this, which is rare for me, John. I usually don't play both sides of the fence. Usually I'm the mean guy on the other side of the fence.
All right, mean guy.
But what's your take on the smokehouse be calling the Regal Eagle Smokehouse?
Regal Eagle. So why would that be offensive?
Well, it's under Sam Eagle is going to be the logo of it.
Okay.
And a lot of people on Twitter are going like, and I'm not saying Bob to pick on Bob or Dennis or whatever. I'm just saying from their stance, they're like a lot of people are getting aggravated now that everything that's being put in Epcot now is all going to be character driven. It's taking away the normal event. See, because I'm going to be a hypocrite. Like, I wasn't like thrilled about Frozen, but I'm happy about Ratatouille. You follow me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to run right and see that. But to be dead honest with you, I'd have rather Ratatouille been at the front. I would have rather World Showcase stayed the way it was with being the countries themselves. But I understand why they're doing it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm on both sides of the fence here. I would have loved my Epcot to be left alone. But you knew once Frozen came in, that was it for World Showcase.
Well, the
Three Caballeros started it off.
On the original concept, before they kind of shaved it off, was to have a Pinocchio ride in Italy, and they were going to have a Mary Poppins attraction in UK Pavilion way back in 81, 82 mm-hmm. when they were first going to open, but they put the kibosh on that back then. But that doesn't mean, and they decided in 82 when they opened, they weren't going to have any characters, but slowly over the years they didn't even have Mickey and Minnie in Epcot at the beginning. But over the years, that's evolved into what it is now. So, yeah, and I think the biggest problem, I don't have a problem with the characters being in the countries at all, if they make sense in the countries. You know, I mean, obviously, Mary Poppins happened in the UK, in the United Kingdom. You know, Pinocchio happened in Italy. Ratatouille happened in France. Yeah, that's all fine. The problem I have is Arendelle is not a real country. If it had happened in Norway, if they had said that's Norway, then okay, I get it. But it just doesn't make sense. I realize it's similar, but Arendelle's a made-up country, and made-up country should be in the Magic Kingdom, not in Epcot. So.
No, I like the Frozen ride. I mean, it's okay. I'd rather still have a Maelstrom, if you understand. Deep down, I broke Bob and Dennis's stones or whatever. Or I'd have rather them just updated Maelstrom into something with Norwegian in it, if you follow me.
Yeah.
I think they should have did a Frozen ride. But I think they kind of half-butted it, if you follow me. They should have created something really cool for Frozen somewhere.
Yeah, they could have. And they could have made a miniature land or something, especially with, you know, I guess. I don't know. How did the second movie do?
It's done phenomenal,
it?
Dude.
Yeah,
it was number one for the year so far, up until like, you know, now Star Wars took it over, but it was number one for weeks.
So there you go. So it's a successful franchise. So you could have made a whole miniature land out of it somewhere and really did more to it and left Norway alone as a real country instead of making it a made up place. But, you know, it is what it is. I realize they're trying to bring kids into World Showcase and the whole bit. But when you said the Regal Eagle and people were debating it, I thought you were going to tell me it was somehow offensive because he goes, a salute to all countries, but especially America.
Yeah. And I love him for that.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with that.
It says,
it is in America. So.
It says Regal Eagle Smokehouse 1876 on it, and it has Sam Eagle as the logo, which I want a t-shirt tomorrow.
Yeah. If I know that shirt is out there somewhere, the one I just said where it's a salute to all countries, but especially America. If I can find that shirt sometime, I'm gonna grab it. So.
Yeah, and the article here says and how many more times can I say and according to According to Disney, Regal Eagle Smokehouse will be the site of Sam's Centennial Cook-Off, a salute to all cook-offs, but mostly barbecue.
Guess, there you go.
Guests will be the beneficiaries of this contest, described as a competition fit for all patriots and pitmasters, as it brings in a variety of classic backyard barbecue selections from across the country via to vie for Sam's top honor. And it really looks good. The restaurant, I like the whole, there's like a big, what you would call it, big steamer, John, in the middle of the promenade. A big smoker, I mean. Big steamer. Yeah. Like, it's going to be a locomotive in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we eating, crab legs?
Yeah, I would go for that, John.
Yeah, I would too, but.
And the restaurant will also carry a range of merchandise featuring Sam Eagle. Do you go figure that, John?
Maybe I'll find my shirt then.
Yeah, but it really does look good. That's the first thing I said to Brenda. I said, money grubbing Bob, it's another angle to get money out of my pocket.
Well, you know, if you do it, then you volunteered for it, so.
Nah, I didn't volunteer for it. He had to put something up really cool. And you guys won't get your raise again. That's my problem.
Yes.
By the time you guys get your full raise, you're going to be due another raise is what the problem is.
By the time we get to 15, the 15 won't mean much. So.
Exactly. That's my point. But Money Grubbing Bob's on Ellen the other day talking about how wonderful he is, like they all do. Speaking of that, dude, you got to admit, the Golden Globes are coming on tonight. And we'll flip in and out of that. But these movie stars, man, the way they get up there, it's like, why don't we have award shows for firemen, EMTs, nurses, doctors, and cops, and military? Why aren't they doing the award shows, John? Why are we, and I know I've said it a million times, but why are we rewarding the guy that plays the guy? Like, Tom Cruise, being this fighter pilot, is going to make probably $100 million off of Top Gun, because they'll have back end the whole nine yards. You follow me? The poor guy that flies the flight like you, if he had to get out in 4 or 5 years, he's still going to be fighting for health care for his family. Now, how the hell is that right?
That's not right, but neither is it right to pay sports athletes the type of money we pay them. So, I mean, I don't know. Doug, I mean, how much money did Tom Brady make last year, and how much money is Judas
making?
But
the football player, at least – no, your analogy's wrong, because at least Tom Brady makes what Tom Brady would make making the freaking film. I'm talking about the guy that risks his life running into a firehouse to save your babies and children is roughing it to make his mortgage sometimes, and you're talking to the guy that'll play the fireman. It could be the fifth fireman in the movie's going to make 10 times more than him. That's the problem. Football players are very well paid. Military cops, EMTs, nurses, and nurses do not make what they should make, John. That's the difference.
No, they don't, Doug, but it's still entertainment. So, I mean, if you're going to make the analogy, then you have to include sports athletes, too. I mean, because they're well overpaid for what they do. I mean, they don't risk their lives.
Well,
they're not out there to save
anybody.
Football players
kind of do. They can get hurt. They can get crippled.
Yeah, but you're not out there purposely trying to save somebody's life or trying to control the law or trying to run into a burning building. I mean, I don't think the way that Jameis Winston plays is going to affect my life one way or another when it comes down to it. But the cop that pulls over that drunk driver, he can't. So, I mean, it's all entertainment, and people are going to make what they make because we pay for entertainment in this country.
Well, I just want them to, like, they get up there, and they accept these awards like they just cured cancer. They went over to Australia right now and saved every single koala and kangaroo. Then you'll have somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio, who flew his private, got off his yacht that he was on for 2 weeks. It gets like a quarter of a mile to a gallon. Flies his private jet to freaking wherever the awards are. Gets off his jet, gets up on the stage, and preaches to me about conservation. I want to reach in that TV screen and grab the man.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of condescending buttholes that don't realize that they don't comprehend the real world. Any of these people, when was the last time they actually had to go grocery shopping or do their own taxes or any of that stuff? They don't do any of that. So they don't understand.
I want to say the other four guys in this category were so amazing. The work that they did. My God, when you said cut and your stuntman went in, oh my God, the transition was wonderful. I mean, you're amazing. I cannot believe I beat you other four amazing individuals. It's like so sickening, John.
All right, Doug, I know you don't watch South Park, but if you can ever catch this one episode, it's called Smug Alert, mm-hmm. right? And so it's about the little town, and they all start buying Priuses. And so when they see another Prius, they pull up to him, and they smile at each other, and they go, thanks. I like to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And so this huge smug cloud, smugginess, develops over South Park, and then it meets up with this smug cloud leaving from the Golden Globe Awards because of George Clooney's acceptance speech from a couple of years ago where he basically said Hollywood was responsible for the civil rights movement. And so those two smug clouds meet over San Francisco and make a huge smug storm.
Yeah, that's where all the smog come from.
Yep. So
no, it just baffles me, John. I don't get how the people get a bad rap. Like, they'll go into a hospital and these people are there trying to save you, and they'll give them attitude because you're making me wait or whatever. And then they'll watch a movie with a nurse that has attitude and cheer it on. You understand what I'm saying? The reason they have an attitude because they're working a 14-hour shift.
Exactly.
You know, they're overworked.
And a lot of times don't feel the gratitude that they deserve.
So. No. I'm just livid about it. It just drives me nuts. And I'll probably flip through and you'll see it. My wife will watch that E-Red Carpet and I'll sit there. Oh, who you wearing? What you got? Oh, it's amazing. I'm incredible. I can't believe I'm seeing you. And then you'll see the reporters go, I cannot believe I'm talking to you. It's a human being, you moron. It's another human being. What do you mean you can't believe you're talking to him?
Doug, I can honestly say I'd probably rather go home and take a spoon and pop out my eyeball than to watch that crap.
Yes, exactly. But you know,
I can't stand that crap.
It just baffles me. Like, I've met athletes. I don't want to bother them. They breathe. They have two nose and ear. If I seen Carson Wentz at the hunting range tomorrow, I'd say hello to him. How you doing? I wouldn't sit there. Oh my God! I can't believe I'm breathing the same air as you, Carson. Oh, please sign my forearm so I can go get it tattooed at the local tattoo parlor so I could keep this forever. It's like, stop already.
No, the only thing that I would see that would be maybe Baby Yoda. So, you know.
Yeah, well, Baby Yoda, you know, I mean, that's a different story, John.
Oh, I finally saw the episode. So, yeah, I wanted to kill that that biker trooper, too. So. Don't you punch Baby Yoda, you son of a...
Dude, I was losing it on that part. You know, I wanted to see that droid come up and blank slap him, if you understand what I'm saying, for a couple minutes. I didn't want him just getting shot. I was hoping Baby Yoda would, like, bounce him off the cycle or something.
That whole scene, though, was so... I liked it so much because when they stopped and they were just talking, it kind of showed that the stormtroopers are just goobers. You know, I mean, they're just regular people, you know. They're not super droids or super disciplined or anything like that. They're just regular soldiers.
Yeah,
and then the
idiots.
Fact that they were shooting at that thing, and stormtroopers are notoriously horrible shots, of course. I mean,
you watched
all the Star Wars movies, you know that. And so the fact that they were only, 5 feet away from that little piece of machinery they were shooting at and couldn't hit it, that was great.
Did I ask you, as, like, even though I'm the Star Wars expert, I'm going to get your opinion on this. Why the hell do they even wear those uniforms, John? They don't do anything. Yeah, when I first started watching Star Wars, I'm thinking they're wearing these uniforms because it deflects the lasers. It saves them. It does nothing. Yeah. It just makes them slower and can't move.
Yeah, I know. If it's armor, it's not very good armor, that's for sure. So.
It does nothing. It seems like Princess Leia, Luke, all the guys wearing nothing will get shot and survive.
They have armor. Yeah.
What's that?
I said they act like they're the ones that seem to have armor on.
Yes, they get shot, they're okay. Oh, what Poe this year? He gets shot in the shoulder. He's okay. He shoots one of them in the foot and they die. A stormtrooper in the foot and it dies. It's like, is this? Now I'm thinking maybe because it's like an electric laser, maybe it fries them once it hits them because they're wearing the stupid metal.
Maybe that's what it is. It short circuits the suit.
I don't know. But it's like, I'm always like, I always thought, man, these stormtroopers are going to be tough. They can't get shot because of this protection they have on. It's like, it does absolutely nothing but slow them down.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me get this big uniform in one of these, these airplanes, and we'll fly it. It should be comfortable wearing that. But anyway, yeah, the Mandalorian was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good end of the season, so yeah, very good episode.
Yeah, now I wonder where it's going to go from there.
Yeah, well, he's obviously got to try to find the Yoda planet, so that'll be interesting.
So could you imagine what would happen if you see about 1,000 of them baby Yodas running around? I think some people might lose their mind.
Somebody had that the other day. Now that we have old Yoda and baby Yoda, does that mean we have, and then it went into, you remember when the Smurfs came out, there was Brainy Smurf, and there was Smurfette, and there was Papa Smurf, and so is there really going to be Papa Yoda and baby, you know, and Brainy Yoda, and, you know. So.
Listen, Disney, whatever you do, don't make freaking Johnny Depp middle-aged Yoda. I don't want to see it.
He's Yoda master.
Yeah, I don't want to see him play Yoda. Anyway, Typhoon Lagoon has been closed down due to weather, John. What else do we have here?
Well, speaking of weather, Doug, do you want to know?
Yeah, tell me, John.
All right, actually, this morning it was a little chilly. It was 45 degrees. It's going to warm up to 64 today, and not a cloud in the sky. So it is a beautiful day. And finally, a day where I can wear my uniform uniform, Doug.
There you go.
And not sweat buckets, because the last couple of days have been really humid out here. So, yeah, it's gorgeous today. So.
No, I not too unhappy today with the weather. What we're gonna have here, we're gonna be upper 40s, so it ain't horrible. But we're gonna have winds 25 to 35 mile an hour wind gusts today, so that ain't gonna be pretty, and it's not gonna help the football game much. And the news playing in the background, John. I spoke about it earlier. We were speaking about Norway and everywhere else, but these poor people in Australia, please, everybody pray for them. I mean, that is horrible what's going on over there, John.
Yeah, it looks like practically the entire country's on fire by now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, I don't know how we can't find a way to pump out of the ocean properly. Like have pump stations for fires and stuff like that with the ocean.
Yeah, because that's about the only thing salt water will do for you. You can't water crops with it, and you can't drink it, but you could certainly put a fire out with it. So,
yeah, I'm just surprised. And I'm surprised, too, that we probably have in certain places, so don't email me or text me. But I know that I'm surprised we haven't used the ocean more, like built for filtration systems to use that water more for local crops and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, just from on board our ship, I mean, we had salination stations that desalted the water,
yeah.
And that's what we used for taking showers and for cooking. So we were able to, you know, do that on a ship. I think they were called scrubbers. They were able to do that, and then all our fire control systems were all saltwater systems. So, you know, it's the capabilities there. It's just, I know it's very expensive, but it seems like they would have implemented some of this a little more.
Yeah, especially for when there's droughts and stuff like that, for like out in California and Arizona and all that area. I'm surprised they haven't built, and they might have, John, and we're just stupid because that's who we are. But I would think with all that stuff out in California with those wildfires and stuff like that, they would figure out having pumping stations and stuff like that for the fires and for drought and stuff.
Right.
Let's get back to the news, John. 2020 Florida residents discovered Disney tickets are now available for purchase. You hear about these, John?
No.
Beginning today, which is 2 days ago, which would be the 3rd. Beginning today, Florida residents can purchase a 3-day Discover Disney ticket for $175 plus tax for a limited time, which is $59 a day plus tax. Valid for admission to one Walt Disney World theme park per day, any day through June 30th. That's not a bad deal if you only want to go a few days.
No, if you actually just moved down here and you just wanted to, before you got your annual pass, wanted to make sure it was worth it, that wouldn't be a... Although once you get that, you're probably going to be, now I got to go buy an annual pass. But I don't know, for a long weekend or something. If you live up near Tallahassee, come on down. So.
Yeah. Florida, or if you just, you're a snowbird and you only want to go a few days.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, like you're not, maybe you got friends that come down here and there, and you just, or maybe you just want to run over to parks 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm saying, Johnny?
Yeah.
But anyway, the Florida Resident Discover ticket includes admission to any Walt Disney World theme park, one theme park per day. Tickets are available for purchase January 2nd through June 27th, 2020. and it can be used any 3 or 4 days depending on ticket purchase. So from January 2nd through June 30th now. So 3-day Discover ticket, you can buy a 3-day or 4-day the way it was written. Some things written, John, I just go nuts reading them. Anyway, 3-day Discovery ticket is $175 plus tax, and a 4-day ticket is $195, which is a better deal. It's $10 cheaper. So $50 a day, that's pretty good. And a Park Hopper and Park Hopper Plus options available. So that'll put you, with the Park Hopper Plus, that would put you around $260 for the ticket, somewhere around there, give or take a couple bucks. But
yeah, which is still a very good deal, actually. So
yeah, $200 for a regular ticket. I mean, for 4 days, that's pretty good. I wish I could do something like that. John, can Brenda say she lives with you for a week for our next trip?
Sure, I'll send the power bill to you.
There you go. Hey, I know people do that, John.
Oh, absolutely. You better believe it, because, I mean, think about it, especially if you're a theme park junkie. All of our theme parks in Florida give a special Florida rate discount. So, yeah, you can get APs for half price or almost half price.
Believe me, I thought about buying a rental property for that reason a couple times. It wasn't for my tickets. I mean, my travel agent deal.
Yeah, just get a little condo somewhere or something.
Yep.
Apartment.
Yep. Magic Kingdom, of course, that went to capacity the other day. They've been extending operated hours at Hollywood Studios, John, during the busy time of the season. So how was Rise of the Resistance and the whole Star Wars land doing over the holiday, John? Have you heard anything from cast members?
Packed, crazy. But we're still blacked out, so very few of us have gotten a chance to get over there and ride on it yet, so.
Yeah, well, you'll probably be blacked out, John, till like next December.
I think through January and part of February, but that's my cast member one. But my, I think my AP is probably good today. But now it's a matter of talking Lisa to let me go for an entire day just to stand over there to ride one attraction. So.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get there at 4:30 in the morning and to get in the boarding pass. It's crazy. But yeah, they've extended hours. They should extend the hours at that park, period. And the problem is, everything I've heard, that they still aren't, any extra magic hours is not included with that, with Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, I don't think so just yet, so. But at this point, it really wouldn't matter. It'd just be as crowded as, and I guess that would mess up the boarding thing, because, you know, is it just hotel guests that are now allowed to book at that time? And so I can see the way that they're trying to do it, how that would just be another issue. So.
No, I hear you, Johnny. I don't know. I just hope the Wrens are working when I finally get there.
Yeah, when I get over to it, I hope everything's working correctly. So.
Tell you what, I can't wait to get over is to the City Works when it finally opens. That menu really sounded good, didn't it, John?
Yeah, the one at the NBA. Yeah. So that, I'm hoping that place is done better than the actual NBA experience is where we're at. So.
Well, hopefully the restaurant will get people into the NBA experience.
Yeah, that might be too. So.
That's what I'm hoping. But anyway, it says the full menu is available for the upcoming eatery of Disney Springs Works. It's called Disney Springs City Works Eatery and Poorhouse is now available, the full menu. So we read that last week, which was, we really are looking forward to going here because the prices didn't seem bad either.
You know, I always said if I keep going to Disney, I'm going to end up in the poorhouse. So
there you
I guess
go.
I will.
Bum bum.
Bum bum.
John appears 3 nights a week over at Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey, try the veal. It's the best on the menu.
Yeah, they call him the Seinfeld of Pirates. Yeah. You ever wonder why people walk off the plank and into the water? What is it with these people on their phones? Anyway, Disney Springs location will serve 80 beers on tap. John, I'm sure you'll try every one of them.
Ooh, that's quite the list to get working on.
Yep. On tap, including rare, limited supply, special tappings from local breweries and others from around the world. There will also be a curated selection of popular wines, along with bar bites, shareables, sandwiches, tacos, all-day breakfast, burgers, brunch, and more. The 8,632 square foot restaurant will offer retail space, expansive eating, expansive seating. I almost wrote expensive eating. expansive seating, plenty of high definition TVs, including, how big do you think the one TV will be, John?
15 by 30.
How many inches, John? That's what we usually do with TVs.
I don't know. I'm going by feet. So, we have inches. 1,000 by 1,500.
No, stop. Go back to sleep, John. It's going to be a 165-inch TV screen. That's a hell of a screen.
Yeah, that's 10 feet. So, yeah, that's I was close.
Yeah, well, TV, have you ever gone up? I've never walked at somebody's house and their house and go, how many feet is your TV?
Well, you know, the way they were going with televisions, it's probably not too far away because they continually get bigger. So you know.
Yeah, but 165 inches sounds bigger than 10 feet, just
yeah,
the way you're saying.
Yeah,
it
is. I guess so.
Anyway, it is bigger than 10 feet, actually, before I get more emails. You know. Anyway, and a 1,767 square foot patio. So this place almost 10,000 feet, like 9,300 square feet if you consider inside and outside.
That's a big, big place.
Yeah, the space will also exhibit three full-service bars, John. Two of which will allow for covered open-air dining along the patio. CityWorks Eatery and Poorhouse will be located on the west side next to the NBA Experience, with an opening expected the first quarter of 2020. It's so awesome to see something being talked about on the west side instead of Town Square.
And not only that, it's going to be great to have another place to go watch football games and basketball games, baseball games, and the big sports events, because ESPN Club is so crowded, especially on a day like today where you got two playoff games, or yesterday, wild card weekend. ESPN Club is just impossible to get into, especially – you know, God bless your Eagles, but you got a lot of fans, and so.
Oh yeah, we do, dude. That's one of my favorite things at Walt Disney World, wearing my Eagles and my Phillies colors.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of other people with the same stuff on.
So. Oh, dude, when I wear my Eagles colors, I remember a few years ago we were in the playoffs and we were down, or not the playoffs, beginning of the season. I was down there with my 5 jersey on back then, and I mean, I met more people. It was getting to the point where Brenda's like, okay, we got to take that off.
No, it's fun. I mean, it's always a blast, of especially for you guys when you're actually away from your city. I mean, you walk around Philadelphia, you expect it, but walking around someplace like Walt Disney World, it's got to be kind of cool to keep running into people that are rooting for your team. So,
dude, after we won the championship, because I have all the hats, the T-shirts. Brenda bought me an authentic Wentz jersey for my birthday last year, or 2 years ago. And whenever I wear my colors in the park, I mean, after we won the championship, I must have heard Philly probably 100 times that trip. You know, so that was pretty cool, John. So,
yeah. So what I was saying is it's going to be that place will be packed tonight. ESPN Club will be absolutely packed. So it's nice to have another giant. And this place sounds ginormous. So a big old sports bar to welcome those fans in. So,
yeah, I'm excited. I cannot wait to go visit our friends at the Wyndham. At Lake Buena Vista, hang out and be able to just walk across the street to the springs, John.
Yep, walk across the springs, and then you won't even have to worry about getting an Uber or driving or doing anything. So you can sit over there and have as many of those 80 beers as you so desire. So
yeah, it's going to be awesome, John. We said the temporary Starbucks open. It's called Traveler's Cafe. I know Robbie loves himself a Starbucks. Robbie is going to grab himself a Starbucks, head over to the ESPN Club, and watch a football game. Because Robbie loves himself some football, too.
Well, he's going to have to stop and get him some McDonald's on the way over there, though. So, you know.
Yeah, Robbie said if he hit the lottery, he would move to Seattle and name the team the Seattle Starbucks. He would buy the football team.
Yeah, that's what he said, Doug.
I heard it with my own ears, John. But anyway, New Year's Eve was crazy at the parks. Irwin Pearl at Disney Springs to close. I'm not highfalutin enough to even know that this place even existed. So have you ever been to Irwin Pearl, John?
I have no idea what that even is.
It's probably a pearl shop, I would deduce, if I was Sherlock Doug. But anyway, Irwin Pearl is again, the landing in Town Square where everything is. And Disney Springs will have its final days of operations on January 6th, which, you know, which is tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's just a day away. Located across from Raglan Road. No wonder I don't ever see it. I see Mary Moda Asia and Raglan Road. I don't pay attention to this Pearl Shop.
Yeah, I know those two, but I don't know where this... And there's a hat store right there, so it must be squeezed in between the hat store and...
Been in the hat store. Never seen the Pearl Shop, John. Located just across from Raglan Road, the store offers a range of jewelry, including necklaces and bracelets, watches, and colorful silk scarves. Oh, my God, I could have got a scarf there? The store has struggled since its opening in May of 2015, so its closure isn't entirely surprising.
Yeah. So what will go in there?
What will go in there?
Any ideas?
I'm going to say a hot dog stand, John.
How about a bar?
Yeah, probably another sports bar, John.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Raglan Road will buy it and put their bands in there when it's raining out.
Hey, there you go.
Have a little outside Raglan Road bar added on. Make it even bigger out there. What else do we have here, Johnny? Because I can't get you to read any of the news.
No.
They still had, the M&M store is getting ready to be up and running. I know you're headed over there real quick, John.
Oh, me and some chocolate candies.
Well, John says they will melt in your mouth down there. I mean, melt in your hands. They always
yes,
melt in your mouth.
Yes, they will. You hold them long enough, you'll certainly have a handful of them. Blah. So.
Bus service. Listen to this one, Johnny. Bus service at Disney Hollywood Studios and Epcot reduced in favor of Disney Skyliner transportation starting today at Disney Pop Century Resort. Ain't that nice, John?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, so they're downsizing the buses, and they're going to give you less transportation. But listen, guys, whenever they do anything like this, they do it for you. So I don't want to get in trouble for criticizing here.
You criticize Disney, though?
No, I mean, but why would you? With the Skyliners having been open for months, bus departures from Disney Pop Century at Epcot and Disney Hollywood Studios have been reduced to once per hour, effective January 5th. Ain't that awesome, John?
Yeah, not if you're staying there. Oh. Not if you have a fear of
heights. Of a heights. Sure. So Disney says, bite me. You're stuck on this Skyliner. And if it breaks down, you won't get a bus. We won't have a bus schedule for that day either. According to WDW Club, the above sign was posted at Disney's Pop Century Resort on the evening of January 5th. So they gave you a big warning, one day. That's all you deserve, right, John?
Yeah, you got a day.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? And they put it there at midnight. So unless you're a sleepwalker, you wouldn't find it till your belt got to the bus stop. What idiots, man. The Disney Skyliner will continue to operate on its current schedule, becoming the primary mode of transportation from the resort to the two theme parks. Bus service at the Magic Kingdom and Disney's Animal Kingdom is expected to be unaffected by this change. This is so sad, dude. While Disney Skyliner is capable of high-capacity moving high-capacity crowds from resort to theme park, the system has been plagued with issues. Really? Since the opening back in September. Whether any extended downtime will trigger an increase in bus service to the resort has yet to be seen. As of writing this article, we have not heard of similar changes affecting other resorts on Disney Skyliner. Now, they're only going to take the unhighfalutin people, the family people that can't afford the better resorts. They're going to take it out on Pop first, the cheap, the value resort,
Well, I got to check out how that one does, and then we'll move it over to Caribbean Beach. So. Yeah.
Including Disney's Art of Animation Resort, Caribbean Beach Resort, and Riviera Resort. Keep reading news today to find out anything further. I just think that's ridiculous, John. Again, there goes your self-checkout. There goes your jobs going away. There's bus drivers losing jobs because of the Skyliner. And, dude, do you really want to... So in the summertime, they're basically going to stick your butt on there, and it don't matter.
Yeah, you got the option of taking the Skyliner.
And a bus every hour. I mean, they couldn't have gave it every half hour, John? Has to be every hour. I mean, it was bad enough as it was. Remember last time I clocked it at 43 minutes waiting from Pop. I mean, from All-Star, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody wonders why I want to do the shows like we did the other day, because, John, how are you? I mean, realistically, you're the level, you're the good guy and the one that Judith and Tommy love more. Could you possibly spin that any other way, John? How could you say that's a good, like, how do you not react bad to that story? How do you react positive to that?
I'm not staying there. It doesn't bother me. I don't care.
But exactly. But that's the problem. Nobody cares about anybody but themselves is what you're putting yourself at. Right?
No, I just think the Skyliner. So,
yeah, well, okay.
I mean, it doesn't – things like that, it just goes right over me, Doug. I mean, I'll just take the Skyliner or I'll figure out another way. I mean, I'm not gonna have a fit over it. So.
Well, it's just sad. It really is. Temporary mouse gear sign, seasonal macaron ice cream sandwiches, Regal Eagle Construction, latest and more. So the temporary mouse gears, John, it's sad that we got a temporary mouse gears right now.
Yeah, it says, welcome to a beautiful day at Epcot. The walls and paths are always changing. As we arrived this morning, we noticed more walls have gone up around the entrance. Saying on their last visit, there were planners around the area, but now there were actually construction walls up. Yeah, you see the little itty bitty mouse gear sign.
Yes,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I would like to have that in my front yawn. I'd like to cut it down and put it right in my front garden.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a real estate sign is exactly what it looks like. As we made our way into the park, we spotted a new sign for the temporary mouse gear that will be located at Innovations East. Oops, the sign is wrong. Let's see. We said a quick farewell to Mouse Gear before they close for the remodel. We know a lot of the themed elements might not survive, so we're feeling a little sad. Yeah, so if they get rid of some of that... I like that gear. I've always liked that gear stuff up top. I mean, Alex, obviously, Mouse Gear, you know? So if they get rid of that, I'm gonna be a little depressed. But
yeah, well, it kind of reminded you of your the guy who did the Soarin'. What was that? What are they called again? He went up. He said, I can't think of the name of it, but the designer of Soarin' said he went up into his attic and got his. Listen to us.
That thing.
Yes.
The erector set.
Erector set, I think it was. Yes. Yeah. Whatever. But it does look. I do like the Mouse Gear's erector set kind of design.
Yeah. You know, I always thought it was cool. So, let's see. They found a new shirt inside the seas and a Jawsom shirt for $24.99 and some other stuff. Le Artisan de Glacis has a seasonal strawberries and cream macaroon ice cream sandwich back. They look pretty good, actually. That's from France, the bakery in France. And yeah, and then it rained and rained and rained. We've had a lot of rain this last week, so we're making up for it today. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. You'll have a beautiful day today.
Yep.
Did you see all this construction photos going on from Guardians of the Galaxy? They're pouring a lot of concrete out there, John.
They're pouring a lot of everything out there. So.
Well, I hope they open up soon enough because I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, it's time to check in on one of the most exciting upcoming attractions at Epcot, Guardians of the Galaxy. Cosmic Rewind will be Disney's first backward launch. I didn't know it was launching backwards.
Holy moly, dude.
Roller coaster. Include spinning ride vehicles. Oh, boy. We decided to take a trip on the monorail to get the best view of how the work is progressing. They said, since our last update, more sections of the exterior's walkway concrete have been poured. And there's Doug's concrete. And the walkway sections alternate shades of light and dark concrete, just like the colors of the attraction's building. Seems different color.
If some of these new rides coming in, John, I might have to start taking some PEDs to be able to get on them.
Slow down my age. I got a lot to ride here in the next 5 years. It seems different colors of concrete will be used to make some sort of design similar to the area farther out from the attraction, which we'll come back to in a moment. More concrete was poured at the front entrance to the attraction. Building materials lay throughout the construction site. Materials on the building's roof haven't moved in weeks. From the attraction's concept art, this seems the area will be home to a blue and yellow star blaster with space for some fencing. So, directly in front of the show to building, a new design has been framed out with the concrete. The rate concrete work has progressed in the past few weeks, we believe this exterior walkway should be complete soon. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is set to open in 2021. So, about a year away from now, probably a year and a half. So.
Yeah. At the very least, I'll have to get myself a Z-Pack before I come down, John.
Yeah, take some vitamin B12, B6, and you'll be ready.
They put up some new planters and stuff at the front of Epcot to try to where some of the walls are, so try to make it a little more desirable to walk in that front entrance.
Yeah, it's just not very pretty right now.
No, and then they're building a new guard structure at the front of the Epcot too. I wonder if it's just to keep me out, John.
You know what my son said the other day? We were telling him, I come home and I tell Lisa and JJ the news after I talk to you, you know, everything we read through and stuff, and he is, they removed the monuments from the front of Epcot? I said, yeah, they got rid of all those. He goes, that's the only way I remember Epcot. I'll be lost now.
Exactly. Oh, geez.
So I found the one person that's going to miss them. So.
Well, there's been a few people out there complaining about it, John.
Yeah,
it says, preparation underway for new security structure at Epcot front entrance. That ought to be. I wonder what that's going to be, John.
Welcome to the endless construction site that is now Epcot. While there are massive construction projects happening throughout the park, a large portion of the ongoing work is focused on the front entrance. When they started to see some of these projects completed, such as the new tram loop, it seems that the work is progressing. Okay, hold on, it updated on me. So
that's okay. The front of the entrance now, the site is full of building supplies, including small piping and rebar, large drainage pipes are stacked up now. I would think I was going to work pulling into one of my job sites when I pull in here.
What it looks like, doesn't it?
Make a long story short, it kind of reminds you when the Skyliners are going in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, it's a mess. Hot, ugly mess. So go into International Gateway if you can.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do there next? You know what I'm saying, John?
And it's more – I don't know. You know, you would think it's a lot more crowded, but granted, me and Lisa didn't go at a busy time of day, but when we got off the Skyliner over there to go into Epcot, it wasn't that bad. So, you know, I would have thought that would have really increased the amount of traffic through that area, but it still wasn't that bad. So.
And you might be going on another Spirit Jersey hike, John. They have new Spirit Jerseys at the United Kingdom Pavilion.
Ooh, is it? As long as they're in a Tinkerbell one, then.
No, this is just a Spirit Jersey. Judith wants most of them, don't she?
Yeah, she's specific, though. Actually, I picked her one up at Busch Gardens one time because it had a giraffe on it. Giraffes and Tinkerbell, so.
Here's something. Rise of the Resisting boarding groups distributed in just 23 minutes today at Disney Hollywood Studios. Is that a record or something, John?
I would imagine so. So it's actually getting somewhat back, or somewhat normal, I guess. Today should be yesterday was probably our last massive day, and then today, tomorrow should taper down a little more. This week should actually be pretty good, and then marathon weekend next weekend will make it crazy again. But then after that, we should have about 6 weeks of just normal average days, nothing crazy until we get near spring break. So.
Says the only way to ride Star Wars Rise of the Resistance at Disney Hollywood Studios is by obtaining a boarding group via Disney My Disney Experience app. And with the consistently changing park hours and opening operations, it's hard enough for locals and annual pass holders to obtain reasonable boarding groups, if one at all. And practically Byzantine.
Wow.
Practically Byzantine. Like, John, when you're writing an article, is Byzantine like a word you want to throw? I mean, I don't think I've ever used Byzantine in a sentence in my life. Have you?
Somebody with a college degree that does. I've been waiting to use this word for 15 years. I can finally use it. Nobody's going to understand it. I'm going to feel so smart about myself.
Uh-huh. He had it in his word
exactly
of the day calendar. Practically Byzantine for guests attempting to obtain a boarding group on vacation.
She couldn't have used the word impossible.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
She was the one that was the smarty pants when the teacher said, put Byzantine in a sentence, and she stood, yes, I can do it! Today, the attraction saw its shortest boarding group distributed time to date. And it was, according to our calculations, all boarding groups, including backup boarding groups, were distributed within 23 minutes after park opens. That's 7 minutes shorter than yesterday, which clocked in at 30 minutes. Overall, Boarding Group's distribution has been subjected to blips and trends. On Tuesday, groups are available until 11:19 a.m., and New Year's Eve is notorious for high levels. I don't know, John. The lines are long, and that's all I could say. Reports on social media indicate the issue with My Disney Experience app crashing combined with extensive downtime for attraction due to various breakdowns has wrought havoc on today's boarding passes. I'll tell you what. And guests who are issued a backup boarding group have since received notifications stating that their group will be not be able to accommodate due to downtime. So, as of publishing, the attraction is now boarding group 71 and 73. So, it's an awful lot of groups, John.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if I get a day off, I'm definitely going to have to come over here and try. I guess, like you said, though, I'll probably have to get up at 4 so I can get over here around 5:30 or 6. So.
Yeah, I think you might even have to get up over there early. I mean, 4:30 have been hitting the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, John.
I like Star Wars, but I mean.
Yeah, you might have to wait until you guys stay there in May. So you could just roll out of bed and head over.
Yeah,
you're not driving.
We'll
what?
We'll see.
Anyway, work on the upcoming France Pavilion expansion has seen some detail work begin to ramp up this week. We decided to stop by and look at the progress. It really looks beautiful back there, John. It's going
to
be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Like we said, it's going to be so exciting to have a new area of World Showcase to explore.
They have a big crane
really cool
back there doing work around detail around the buildings. You can see the big building in the back. These are some big buildings back there. It's going to be a major expansion.
Yeah, it's quite a show building. So,
approaching Le Crepierre de Paris, workers are on scaffolding attending to walls along the outside of the building. You can see they have all different kind of scaffolding and ladders, and they look like my brethren out there, John.
I bet.
Yeah, they got their high-vis shirts on with the reflectors on, so they even got their heavy duty safety on.
Yeah,
roofing
yeah,
well. Is underway, so they're getting pretty close, John. I don't think I'll need PEDs for this, my PEDs for this one, but
yeah, they could probably use another drywaller though. You know, I'm just saying.
I would love to, John. You could see me in there. Taping up some things. It would be the highlight of my career, John, to say I worked on a Disney job. I'm hoping one day.
You'll get there.
Yeah, sooner than later. What else we have here? Did you see the new Beer Stein, John? That looks pretty cool with the new Spaceship Earth logo.
Yeah, the new one from Rebus.
Yes.
Let's see. Glass Stein featuring the new Epcot logo and a stylized Spaceship Earth has made its way into the park. The Stein is decently sized and made of thick glass, leading us to believe it would be a durable drinking vessel. This is the problem that John has had with, I think, the last six glass things that I've bought from Disney. I bought a wine glass. I bought, I think, a total of 4 beer steins. And it's never a problem to return items at Disney. Just make sure to keep your receipt. It makes life a lot easier. And I've had to return every one of them because they've broken on me. The Norway one I bought had a Viking chip on it, and it looked really cool. I washed it one time and didn't even put it in the dishwasher. Hand washed it, and half the paint came off. So, I mean, why do I want just a glass mug? So,
That's not Disney's fault, John. I don't know why you're getting upset about that. Just don't wash it ever.
Yeah, exactly. So this one looks pretty durable, so I'm hoping it would be a little stronger. But raise a glass to happy memories of your visit to Epcot, Walt Disney World, a detailed image of the Spaceship Earth. The logo is etched into the glass sport mug created by the renowned Rebus Brothers. It can be personalized to create a lasting souvenir of your trip, which is an interesting thing. All right, so Rebus Brothers. And then some of these people that make, like, I've got a leather keychain on my backpack from Pirates of the Caribbean, and I got my Beer Solo name carved into it. And now, if it's a third-party company out here, like Rebus Brothers, they'll put almost anything you want on there as long as it's not offensive. So on my beer mugs and stuff, I've had Beer Solo cut into it. But on your Magic Mans and so forth, stuff like that, if it says any alcohol in it, they will not put it on your Magic Band. So I cannot get a Magic Band with beer stolen because it's from the actual company, Walt Disney World. So
okay.
You know, it's interesting. The third party stuff you can do, but
that's
the
weird.
New Epcot. Yeah. Yeah. The new Epcot logo looks sharp beneath the Spaceship Earth design. It really gives off some serious retro Epcot vibes. Stein retails for $17 and was found at Stein House in the Germany Pavilion at Epcot. And it will probably be eventually over the one right by us at Pirates of the Caribbean underneath the portico there. And identical 14-ounce rocks glass makes a perfect gift for that special someone created by it. It features the same logo and the stuff, but both of them look really cool, and that one's 14. So, and not too out of control. And then if you could personalize it for $7-$8, you get a really cool personalized mug for less than $25. So.
Yeah, well. That's I wouldn't mind having one. They really look cool.
Yeah, and as long as they don't break on me.
So, and you know Disney needs the money, John. I mean, we just were saying that they need help. It's a shame that things are breaking down and stuff like that. We shouldn't really complain now, but they only because they only made $11.11 billion this year in box office profits.
Yeah,
and consider this: Star Wars is barely opened.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's probably going to make most of its money in January. So,
yeah, Marvel Studio, Avengers Endgame, $2.7 billion. Captain Marvel, $1.1 billion. Walt Disney Studios, The Lion King, $1.657 billion. Aladdin, $1 billion. As my computer interrupted me, Toy Story made another cool billion. Lucasfilm, Star Wars. Already, in the month of December alone, not even a full month, $816 million. So, Underwater, they have a bunch of other movies coming out, John. I'll read the movies real quick. Underwater, January 10th. The Kingsman, February 14th. Downhill, February 14th. The Call of the Wild, February 24th. I'm interested in that. Onward, March 6th. Mulan looks awesome, John. Have you seen previews for that yet?
No, I don't think I have.
Dude, that looks phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it actually did look really good. And it looks like a good, heroic female character without forcing it down your throat.
100%, so dude.
It looks really good.
Story because the father has no sons and they're going to war, so she ends up pretending to be his son, which...
Yeah,
she becomes an ultimate warrior. That really looks good. That's March 27th. The Black Widow is May 1st, which I seen previews for that the other day at Star Wars. That looks it's going to tell you a story, John, that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
The Woman in the Window, May 15th. Fear Street, June 5th. Soul, June 9th. Antemis Fowl, May 29th. Free Guy, July 3rd. Bob's Burgers, the movie, July 17th. I didn't think Bob Burgers needed a movie. Did you, John?
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, that's what I really want to see is a Bob's Burgers movie. So
Harry's Hot Dogs, I think, will be the sequel. Anyway, and then Tim's Tacos.
French fries?
French fries and then Tim's Tacos if they all do good.
All right. Very well.
The Jungle Cruise will be July 24th. Looking forward
That's
to seeing.
Actually the one that I'm looking forward to seeing. Anything with The Rock I want to go see. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
The New Mutants, August 2nd, on my birthday. Figures I'm a mutant. The Empty Man, August 7th. The One and the Only, Ivan, August 14th. Death on the Nile, October 9th. Everybody Talking About Jamie, October 23rd. The Eternals, November 6th. Deep Water, November 13th. Raya and the Last Dragon, November 25th. And West Side Story, December 18th. I wonder how Disney's going to do West Side Story.
It's just that I hope they do a better job than the reviews I've heard of Cats. I've heard Cats was atrocious. So.
Yeah, well... I can't say that I'm upset that Taylor Swift actually got humbled a little bit. Yeah, if I hear somebody call her Tay Tay one more time, I might lose my mind. But that's just another story for another day. What do we have? First full wall segment being installed on Trodden's Light Cycle Run show building enclosure continues at the Magic Kingdom. Like we just said, we're both going to need some kind of Z-Pack or something to be able to do these rides now, John.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to catch up with us, but, I mean, if you got to go, what a way to do it. So that's what I look at it.
And that's about it, John. I'm just going through. Monorail beamed undergo construction opening delayed until 10 a.m. on selected dates starting in January. So if you're staying at any of the monorail resorts, keep an eye out for, closures and openings and closing. And don't think they're going to tell you ahead of time. Go down to the front desk and say, listen, lovely cast members. What time do these idiots that are making these schedules telling us at midnight the night before when things are being closed? Can you please tell me this week, is there any construction going on any of my transportation? I think you ought to make that when you're checking in for now on one of your goals now, one of your to-do list.
You know, Doug, you're going to get the same response that I have to give to people when our attraction's down. We're sorry, we're dealing with some technical problems right now. We do not know what time it'll be back up and running, but we hope to have it back today. Well, no. Can you tell us a specific time? No, I cannot, because I'm not part of maintenance. I'm part of operations, and they do not contact us until about 20 minutes before the ride is up and running. So at this time, I have no further information.
Well, I would still go to the front desk, being I'm reading that the monorail might be down. If you're staying at any of the monorail resorts in January, go ask them what the schedule for maintenance is on them. Being they announce it, they might tell you.
Yeah, they might.
Hopefully, because staying at the Contemporary or in the Floridian and the Poly in the monorail down, you might as well stay somewhere else and save your money.
Yeah, I have to be honest. If we go in May and the monorail's down, it's going to be a little bit disappointing for our Polynesian trip. So, yeah, that would stink. Although, the Poly, I'm going to take the boat anyway. I mean, as much as I like the monorail, that boat across the lake,
gorgeous.
Too.
Oh,
that's fantastic. So.
But the problem is, if the monorail's down, you got 7,000 other people waiting for that same boat as you, Gilligan.
There you go.
Yeah, so. But anyway, hopefully, John, this show goes out.
Let's hope so. I mean, it was fun talking to you and stuff, but you know.
So I'm hoping and praying, John, that this does record and does the proper things. And if not, we'll have to record again tomorrow. So we will let you guys know.
That sounds like fun.
So you getting ready to head in, buddy?
Yep.
What time you start today? At 10?
I start at 10, but I just had to wash all my uniforms last night, so I've got to get them in my locker and get changed in the whole schmeal, so...
Oh, you got to go get your uniform on. I'm proud of you for calling it a uniform, John.
You know, why instigate trouble?
There you go. You're learning, buddy. Learning slowly but surely. You know where to pick your fights now. You're truly a married couple. Anyway, again, we had a real quick, John. I'll read this and then we'll move on. We got another nice review, so I'm going to read that real quick. Is that okay with you, Johnny?
Yep, sounds good.
Because we want to reward the effort, because we really appreciate it. If you guys want to help us out or give us something for New Year's, please head over and leave us a review. Like our friend Minnie411 did. She wrote, Happy New Year. Or he did. I don't know. I think it's a she. Minnie411. Happy New Year. Love the podcast. Have been listening since the beginning. First with Scott. Then Dennis. And now John. Who is my favorite? Aren't you everybody's, John?
Oh, thank you, Minnie.
Addition. John is my favorite addition. I appreciate Doug's candidness and passion. I am very passionate, John. Yeah, she said, I appreciate Doug's candidness and passion. He is a good guy. You see it in the love and respect he has for his wife. Ain't that nice? Family and clients. Keep being you, Doug. People can always fast forward through the rants. And she, that is hysterical. We love when you guys give us reviews. We really appreciate your input. When the little comments like that really let us know that you do listen to the show and you're part of the family. You know what I mean, John?
Yep, absolutely. And that really is sweet. And that's awesome. Another listener from way back when. So that's cool. Somebody that started when I started listening to you guys. So fantastic.
It's crazy they're not sick of us yet, John.
No kidding.
But anyway, everybody be kind to one another. We appreciate you guys. We hope to have yous for another wonderful year. We got a lot scheduled, and hopefully we get to this year, John.
Yep, man. Just an update on my job situation. Nothing new. So I'm still waiting. So
hopefully in the new year, John.
There you go. So.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. John, you be safe. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you soon.
All right, folks, have a great week, and head over to our Facebook page, WW Main Street Pub, and join our club. It'd be great to have you. So have a good week.
All right, see you. Bye, guys.
Bye, folks.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools, and there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house, but if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.